What is up, everybody? I am your host and longest reigning WWE pay-per-view champion of all time. I forgot my whole entrance, my whole name here. The hot commodity, one you all came to see, the one only, and see, gentlemen, my good friend and co-host, the man who's coming for my title. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name's Christian. Good episode of SmackDown. One of the most watchable ones in recent weeks. So excited to talk a little bit more about it.
Yes, sir. So we are the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast, and we are covering WWE Friday Night SmackDown from Las Vegas, Nevada, live from March 24th, 2023. And we open up with a match, Cody Rhodes taking on Ludwig Kaiser with Giovanni Vinci. A lot of great action here. During the match, both Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa come out to get a closer look at the action. Cody hits a disaster kick to Ludwig on the apron. Both men punch each other. Cody has a power slam, and the end comes after a cookie cutter and a crossroads. After the match, Paul Heyman and Solo get on the apron, and Paul goes in the ring. Paul says, "You're the winner and still challenger for the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes." The same Cody Rhodes that sees a giant pothole that happens on Raw when you go 1-1 against Solo Sikoa. If you survive, it's not the road to WrestleMania. All roads lead to Roman Reigns, who will be on SmackDown next week to see you one final time face-to-face for WrestleMania. And Cody says, when it comes to you, undefeated as good as you are, Solo, you're not ready. As for the champ, after Solo finds out he's not ready, your boy Roman Reigns will find out he's not ready either. So Cody has a huge roadblock in his way heading to Mania. He's got to take on Solo Sikoa, who will look to damage him. We know Solo wants at Cody, and the only reason he didn't attack Cody on Raw was because Roman stopped him. What do you think is going to happen with Cody? Do you think he's going to be able to defeat Solo? What do you think of this match?
So this match was good. Cody's going to get the win, as usual. They're really putting Cody – they've been doing a lot of shit with him on the road to WrestleMania. He's been appearing a lot on Raw and SmackDown, appearing a lot of house shows. Meanwhile, Roman Reigns is at home. So I like how Cody has been used here. I would like to see Cody versus Solo. Eventually, but other than that, I'm excited to see what goes down Monday.
Yep, that's going to happen on Monday. I think Solo versus Cody. Yep, that's a big roadblock that's in the way. Supposedly, you got Heyman's trying to say that you're not going to be able to survive Solo. But I don't know, man.
I didn't even realize we were getting that. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting that this Monday. Yep, dude, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. Let's talk about the next segment. The SmackDown Women's Champion, the Queen, Charlotte Flair, comes out. She's looking really good in her red. And Charlotte says, "We are just 8 days away from WrestleMania. I'm a 14-time world champion, and I can tell you that that was not built on fear. What is fear? This business was built on respect. Really, I don't fear you, but I do respect you. I respect everyone, and damn right I have insecurities. For the last 7 years, I overcame everything. I love my dad, and I will never apologize for continuing the greatest legacy in WWE. Diamonds are forever, and so is Charlotte Flair." Ooh. So, you know, Charlotte's addressing the idea that, you know, with the, you know, you didn't fear me, you know. But Charlotte's like, of course I didn't fear you, but I just have respect for you. Forever. When you think about this, I mean, Charlotte's not really saying anything different than what she normally says. She normally says that, you know, she's the best. What do you think with this being the main event of night one, this promo went?
This promo sucked. Telling you, this whole babyface shit is it's not good. It's not bad. Confident. I mean, but she's just not that. I don't know. I've given Charlotte a lot of shit over my time here in the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast, but I I like to I don't like to see her baby face though. I still don't think she should be champion, but I still don't think she should be baby face.
Yeah, some people are just better like off as heels, and Charlotte, because she's so good at what she does, she's a better heel in my mind.
Imagine MJF as a baby face.
No, it wouldn't work. It
Like
wouldn't
the
work.
two weeks he was quote unquote being a baby face, it was like, oh my God. And then he like became heel again. I was like, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it works with some people. Look at Hulk Hogan. It just with Charlotte Flair, it's hard because she changes so often that it's like, she's better off as a heel. And I don't know, we'll see, man. We'll see how it all goes at WrestleMania. But moving on, we have Rey Mysterio taking on LA Knight. And before the match starts, Rey kisses his wife, Angie, and his daughter Aaliyah, who are at ringside for this match. We see Piff the Magic Dragon in the crowd, and this is a really good match. I have a really high energy feeling that Ray's last match might be at WrestleMania. He's giving his all in these recent matches that he's had. He's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. He's already done it all in WWE and all over the world of sports entertainment and pro wrestling. I think he's going to hang up his boots. So for this match, he had a really good match. He hits a neck breaker and gets a two. Randy has a really cool baseball slide splash to LA outside. Dominic Mysterio comes out during the match and distracts Ray. The end comes when Ray goes for a 619, but Dominic trips him, and LA Knight rolls up Rey Mysterio to get the win. After the match, Dominic gets the mic and says, "Ray, are you gonna be a man and face me at WrestleMania? Hey, Mom, how does it feel to be married to a coward who can't stand up to his son? Did you know you married a deadbeat?" She goes, "Well, you did. You sat there while he abandoned me, which makes you a deadbeat mom." And then Angie goes to grab the mic to talk. Dominic grabs the mic from Angie and yells at her to shut up. Ray comes down and he punches Dominic. And Ray says, "You pushed me to do this. You disrespect your mother like that. You want to fight at WrestleMania? You're on. I'll see you at WrestleMania, son." So after months and months of attacks, holiday attacks, New Year's Eve, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Ray gets arrested. I'm sorry, Dominic gets arrested. Dominic screams over Ray Kaz, calls him a deadbeat dad, breaks his mask. And the one thing that makes Ray snap is because Dominic says, "Mother with a deadbeat mom," and he tells her to shut up.
Right.
But he did all of that when he broke into the house. Like, I don't, I feel like, again, I'm sorry, they shouldn't have done this high level of attacks from begin with. If you start out with Dominic going to the house, that's a big deal. You're gonna have to do something bigger than that. They should have started with him being mean to the mother, because this, honestly, I'm sorry, I wouldn't fight my son if he told my mom, if he told my wife to shut up. Like, I'm like, I'm not saying it's cool, it's disrespectful, but I've had knockout drag out fights with my mom, and I've said things that are really disrespectful and wrong. And I've, gotten told, don't do that. I don't think that the other reason, I don't think that this reason that Dominic gave Ray was good enough if any of the other reasons weren't. Let's knock this man in front of his father. He pushed him down, he blew him up in his house. And the only thing that pisses him off, really, is because you tell the mother shut up and that you're a deadbeat. I mean, really, what do you think? Do you think that's good enough reason? I could be off base here.
No, let's talk about that a little more actually. So let me get my thoughts real quick and then I'll add on that. I thought this was done perfectly. I really liked it. The pop went fucking insane. It was very simple. It worked because Ray restricted himself for so long from wanting to fight Dominic, and now he had his reasons to. Real quick, before I add on to your thing, I think it shows in reality how well, how close this family is in real life. I don't think Dominic, like to tell your mom that in the way he did to disrespect, like, or the way, like, you don't want to obviously tell your mom to shut up, like, or he, you don't obviously like punch your dad. Like, so like, it just shows that like this family's super close, that like they can do this type of things, knowing it's all scripted, knowing it's all for literally work. It's their jobs. So salutes to even the mom and the sister. The sister almost broke character, I noticed. She wanted to laugh when Dominic, but she held herself. But the mom, they've been on WWE since they were kids, so whatever. Now, I disagree with you a little bit, because as and I will agree on, it is disrespectful to obviously tell your mother to shut up, but I think that's a good enough reason for Ray to snap. Like Ray said, that is not also his mom, but that is his wife. And I think if Dominic wasn't Ray's son, and if let's say some random person just told Ray's wife to shut up, especially a Mexican wife, Mexican family to shut up, Ray's gonna do more than just punch the guy one time.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a good enough reason to challenge your son at WrestleMania for that, maybe. But the way he did it in front of everybody, did it in public, did it on national TV. I think, and it's just all the stuff that's been built up to this. They've been going at it since September of 2022 when Crown Jewel, all the times, like you mentioned, all the break-ins, all the beat ups, it leads up to this. But I think it is kind of a good enough reason. I just don't know what else they could have done. What else besides that can Dominic do to get under Ray's skin? Like that's what I don't know. I think that's literally the line, like the limit. Unless they do where like he actually physically hits her, but I know they're not going to do that. So I mean, this is kind of the best way to do it, in my opinion.
I get it. I agree with you with the added element of that this is my wife, you know, like I not only she's my but I love her and defend her. I get it. I just think like Ray should have talked a little bit more about what happened to him before and say, you know, you did this, you know what? This is the final straw. Now we're doing it. Because I just feel like it undermines all the other attacks that he did. Because those were you got your son arrested. I mean, I don't know, but listen, it. I can't complain. I'm excited. They're gonna have a hell of a match. Father versus son, WrestleMania. Ray versus Dominic. It's gonna happen. Speaking of WrestleMania, we get our next WrestleMania Women's Tag Team Showcase match. In this match, we see Natalya and Shotzi defeat Lacey Evans and Xia Li after a heart attack and sharpshooter. After the Natalya and Shotzi move on. After the match, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler come out, and Shayna says, "Broken hand, nose, arm, and spirit. All these girls have been attacked by us. Let's give them an opportunity to get revenge." Ronda says, "We've already given Vegas enough matches in the past." But Shayna says, "We have been added to the tag match at WrestleMania. So we know Raquel and Liv are going to take on Natalya and Shotzi. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler and another tag team will be added next week on SmackDown." We don't really care so much about this tag match at Mania, but what are your thoughts?
No, I don't know why they're doing this. This is stupid. At least a worthy team is added now into the match. I expected, we're going to talk about it next, but I expected that Ronda and Shayna were going to get added. I just don't understand why there's no, does the winner of this get a title shot?
They haven't. No, it's just a showcase.
For what? Showcasing what? There's nothing to showcase. Do you know what a showcase? A showcase is, it's like the scramble, it's like the championships. By the way, they need to bring that back. A showcase, like, what are you showcasing? Women's wrestling? The same bullshit that you show on SmackDown every single week because you don't have enough talent? Come on now. No one wants to see. I want to see. Why didn't they do Ronda versus Shayna at WrestleMania?
Listen, I don't know. They should
The
have.
match If there's one more match, it's too late now, but they could have built that story for months.
The 100.
As soon as Ronda lost that title to Charlotte, done something where shit. I hope them, I now if they're not doing that Mania, SummerSlam.
Yeah, something has to happen.
It could have happened at Mania, but
What's
yeah.
sad though too is like I said, Ronda Rousey is in the UFC Hall of Fame and she's gotten so boring. Like it's like she doesn't even matter. It's not even like she's a celebrity anymore. She's just basic, you know?
And the storyline on that would be insane.
I
Sheamus
agree.
coach in The Ultimate Fighter in 2016. Yeah.
Dude, that would be sick. Maybe SummerSlam will get that, but WrestleMania, we're getting them added to that tag match. Speaking of matches at Mania, we have the Intercontinental title contract signing. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus come out, and Sheamus says, "Imagine a friend who helped you get into the business, and that friend ends up screwing you over." And Drew says, "Every week you try to make me feel bad. We reminded everyone of why we are the most physical in WWE last week. You're so sensitive, you can't separate personal from business. I've beaten you, and I know I can beat Gunther. History shows you can't beat Gunther." Gunther then comes out and asks Pierce, to justify why he's in a three-way, and Bush attacks him, which then leads to Bush taking on Gunther. And this is a great match between these two. The end comes after Bush accidentally hits Drew. Drew hits a Glasgow kick to Holland, and then Gunther hits Butch with the last symphony. Sorry. After the match, Sheamus faces off with Gunther, but looking to hit Sheamus, it looks like ends up hitting Gunther with a Claymore. What do you think?
This was a good match. I'm excited as fuck for WrestleMania for this match. I think I really think Sheamus will win. And I kind of I'll say more about that in the predictions why, but I think Sheamus is going to win here. I like the story. A lot of people it's kind of I think Gunther's going to lose the title. But I don't know because there's a story behind this, but it's one of those matches on the card where it's this story is mainly about Drew and Sheamus, but they're fighting for the title and Gunther's just the guy that they both want to go after, so it should be okay. Storyline, no, I think it's gonna be a fucking banger because Gunther and Sheamus had a banger at Clash. Adding Drew McIntyre in the match would just be fucking 10 times better. So,
I agree. I mean, this is going to be a good match. It doesn't really need a lot of like promo for this match. I mean, these three guys speak for themselves. I'm excited for this one. We end the night, and I didn't really like the ending of SmackDown this week. We have the King of the Show, and Kevin and Sammy are out, and Kevin shows off the newest WrestleMania shirt, and he says this shirt is for the MVP of 2022, and the shirt says WrestleZania on it. And as they hug, the Usos attack them. Usos nail a double super kick and a 1D to Sami Zayn. Kevin runs over a chair and the Usos scramble. So, Usos getting the upper hand heading to Mania. Well, not a lot here, I mean, what do you think of the shirt?
it was corny, but I think it's gonna sell a fucking shit ton.
Yeah, 100%.
It's gonna sell. So it's gonna be their biggest sell of WrestleMania week. WrestleMania week. That's gonna be their biggest sell, guarantee. But it was good. This segment was good. Last week it was all about Zayn and Owens being back together. So this week it's about the Usos coming back with a little heat, little cheap shot. They both get pops. I still kind of feel a little tension between these two in a way. And I don't know if it's just me. Yes, they're on good terms. I feel like Kevin Owens is like what's the word? Kind of like hitting, manipulating Sammy in a way. Like not some but like kind of like playing with him a little. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but like every time I like Kevin Owens will say those smart little like comments, like the crowd loves you, Sammy. Like they're popping for you, Sammy. Like I think he's a little like I don't know, but we'll see how this plays out. I have a little prediction going into to WrestleMania, going into the predictions. But I this is it was a good segment, you know. With the Usos coming out, I think I'm happy that happened. I didn't want to just see a regular KO show with just Sammy and KO the whole time. So it definitely adds a little tension going on. But I think it's going to be a fucking. I think this match should really be the main event of night one, if I'm
Well,
being
I do
honest.
too, especially if it's going to be the closing promo for SmackDown. I don't understand.
Yeah. And it, they, yeah. I definitely. They've, and they've been carrying. Yeah. I definitely think this should be the main event of SmackDown, or main event of WrestleMania night one.
I feel you.
But good segment overall.
It was good. Listen, this is another decent SmackDown, a lot better than the past couple of ones. What was your favorite moment or match of the night before we wrap up?
Ray and Dom, easily.
Yep, him finally saying yes. I mean,
That was done literally
waiting.
perfectly.
That's going to be a hell of a match, man. Father versus son. Listen, more matches are probably going to be made. We are only a week away from WrestleMania. Friday Night SmackDown was good. Could have been a bit better. I'm just excited for this Monday on Raw. Then we have NXT, SmackDown, Dynamite, Rampage, WrestleMania, or I'm sorry, NXT Stand Deliver, Hall of Fame, WrestleMania Night 1, WrestleMania Night 2. A lot of action coming your way for pro wrestling fans. So, Christian, let me thank you again, my fan, for joining us. We're going to be dropping our AEW Dynamite recap tomorrow. So, be on the
AEW was a
lookout for that.
banger.
Dude, it really was. That
AEW.
Vikingo match. Ooh,
AEW.
killed it.
AEW's been AEW's kind of been doing their thing. I mean, no, really, nothing important. Real quick, just nothing important. Going on with AEW. Double or Nothing. We got that May 25th, Las Vegas. So that we should after you know things cool down. They had the Ring of Honor pay per view Saturday before WrestleMania. So I don't know, nothing going too much there. I think after WrestleMania cools down, we'll see a little bit because Double or Nothing's AEW's WrestleMania. So I think after WrestleMania is done, they'll start their build up to Double or Nothing. But I'll talk more about it whenever we cover Dynamite. But AEW's been doing their thing. Just need to stop doing the little bit random booking, and I'll talk more about that later. But good stuff.
Yes, sir. Good stuff. Keep on coming. I want to thank you guys for listening. This is another great episode of SmackDown. I want you all to stay safe and stay uncensored. We're on the road to Mania, and we'll see you with our next stop. Dynamite and Monday Night Raw. Stay safe, y'all. Bye.